It's Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle, and it's always a great day when you're in the studio with Kyle Bailey.
Oh, boy. We got a lot of things to cover here. What about mortgage rates? Let's get to that, but what about consumer debt?
Oh, my gosh, consumer debt. Yeah, so consumer debt, you know, it's trending upwards, right? And some of the numbers are a little bit concerning. What we're seeing is some concerning trends. So total household debt has increased by $184 billion in the first quarter of 2024. So it's reaching a staggering $17.69 trillion of consumer debt.
My gosh, that's a big jump.
Yeah, it definitely is. What we're seeing is that the regional economic principal at the New York Fed, Joel Scally, has reported that credit card and auto loan delinquency rates are on the rise across all age groups.
That is kind of concerning, and that probably means more people are missing credit card payments.
Yeah, more people are missing credit card payments, so that's indicating a growing financial distress among certain households.
And it's really kind of concerning, and even delinquency rates, I understand, are going up on auto loans too.
Yeah, it's looking like 3.2% of all outstanding debt was in some form of delinquency.
Wow, and what about mortgage delinquency? Is that up at all?
Those are holding fairly low. They're up slightly, but they remain relatively low compared to historical standards.
So what could this do in terms of the Fed?
So potentially consumer debt trends, as they're increasing, could potentially influence the Fed Reserve's decision-making regarding interest rates, so and especially mortgage rates. So when we start to see increasing debt and delinquencies, it's showing a softening economy. And that might lead the Feds to considering lowering mortgage interest rates sooner than expected to stimulate the housing market.
So maybe now it would be good to have more inventory.
Exactly. So, you know, the flip side of that coin is they lower interest rates and now we have a rush of buyers entering the market with still limited housing. And that is only going to push prices higher.
So pretty complex out there. I mean, as we go forward into the year, people really need to stay informed so they can make sound financial decisions, because we're clearly navigating some challenging times.
That's right. And just because interest rates aren't where you want them to be does not mean just to sit on the fence and wait. You really need to have a consultation and find out what you're really trying to achieve and the best strategies to get there.
So what are we looking at now on mortgage rates?
Well, that, you know, has been kind of up and down. You know, prior to today, we had seen like the lowest rates in a couple of weeks. Your federally backed mortgage interest rates like FHA and VA, those are all below sevens. But the conventional rate right now, it's the highest. It's a two-week high. And it's just above 7%.
Wow. But we're still seeing a pretty active market with people, especially as we get ready for summer.
That's right. Yep. Still very active. A lot of first-time home buyers in the last month, even though rates were higher. And we have a lot of buyers that are entering the market.
So with these contrasting figures out there or contrasting factors, it is kind of making people a bit nervous.
Yeah, it does make people a little bit nervous. You know, so we've got mixed messages, and it depends where you are in the U.S., right? Because across the U.S., you would see that the negative impact of rising rates on housing affordability is evident, but both new and existing home sales have declined, and that's across the nation. I would say locally, we're seeing a little bit different narrative.
Wow. So a lot to consider there, a lot to watch with this whole situation. How's the market looking this week?
Gosh, you know, from the week of May 17th through May 23rd, we've had a very active market. We have 8 coming soon new listings. That's the most we've seen in over a month. So these are properties that are going to be hitting the market. Be on the watch for those. Get in there quick if you want to see those. New listings, we had 48 come on in the last 7 days. That's down a little bit from the prior week where we saw 56 new listings come on the market. Back on the market, there's 10 listings back on the market. So those are back available for you. And we're seeing two bumpable listings that went pending, or not pending, but they're bumpable. So still have a chance at those. It just means that a buyer has got to sell something to make this happen. So it's good to see that sellers are being flexible on that.
What about price changes?
Price changes. This number is also trending downward a little bit. It's down to 38. 41 was the previous week. And then pending sales, this number jumped up to 58 pending sales in the week. So home buyers and sellers were busy in the last 7 days. This is a jump from the 34 from the prior week.
Wow. And what about sold?
Sold properties. We also saw this trigger. So we're seeing all those pendings from the previous 4 weeks that are starting to close. So we had 41 sold properties in the last 7 days. This is a huge jump from the 27 average that we had been seeing for the month prior.
With the better weather, with school getting out very soon, what do you see ahead?
Yeah, definitely. Better weather. We've seen a lot of people commuting up I-5, making that trip to come see properties. A lot of people are wanting to get into their new homes or get settled before summer starts or before their summer plans. And definitely the people that are looking to relocate are wanting to get that move in before winter. So there's only a few months left to make that happen.
Well, it's definitely the time of the year that's ideal for a lot of situations. Of course, we always tend to mention the diversity of the market and the prices and the listings. Talk about some of what's been out there this week.
Golly, this is an affordable one. So one bedroom, one bath on Berry Loop Lane in South Roseburg. It's 672 square feet, $15,000. So I have not seen a home this affordable in a long time. And, you know, it's in a park. It's got a cute little yard and a nice parking area. So $15,000, I expect that will go quick if it hasn't went pending already.
Wow. And I know, of course, there's other ends of the, you know, we just keep tracking up from there.
Yeah. So then this is interesting. Here's a beautiful riverfront property. Those are always popular in Roseburg and Douglas County. This is on the North Umpqua River. This is a gorgeous house on Del Rio Road. It was built in 78, had a complete remodel, 2,400 square feet on 1.23 acres. I was shocked. It was listed for $920,000. Maybe I wasn't so shocked at the price, but I was shocked that it went pending in 3 days.
Well, I mean, a view of the river, that's a great amount of square footage, a perfect amount for a lot of people. And I think there's something when you are one of those properties and you see the open space and you see the river, that's got to move people pretty quick.
Yeah, and this definitely has good first curb appeal. Probably has one of the best taken care of yards in the county, and there's a reason for that. So
wow. And you even go higher than that on prices.
Yeah, so we did have another listing that it was on the market last year. It came back on the market, 5,050 square feet. It's on 5 acres out in Melrose on Lillian Lane. Beautiful house, view of the Callahans, gorgeous setting, listed at $1.25 million.
And I spotted one, and I'll see if I get to it here. Yeah, out on, is it Brosio Road?
Yeah, Brosio Road. This is a great location. It's close to Roseburg, close to I-5. This is a huge house, 6,250 square feet on 4.44 acres. This one sat on the market a little bit, but it was on the market for 194 days, and it ended up closing at $985,000.
And for some people, kind of the perfect amount of acreage, about 4.5 acres.
Yeah, four acres. Probably some of it you wouldn't have to maintain all of it, but it did have a nice manicured yard, asphalt driveway, just a great location. It had lots of curb appeal.
Well, so whatever people are looking for, you've really got the price structure, and you can help folks find a home. How do they get connected to you guys?
Yeah, definitely. You know what? We enjoy being on this segment. So for more information or to get in touch with us, just stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or give us a call or a text at 541-371-5500. And you can visit us online at www.marygilbert.com.
All right, Mary, thanks for being in this morning.